This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the show. Right away, we head to Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News, Lori Lewis. Hey, Lori, so a lot to talk about, and most of it centers around health care. Mitch McConnell saying the Senate will try to repeal Obamacare with delayed replacement. What does that mean?
That means what it sounds like it means. That means replace it repeal it and then replace it later. And we saw President Trump tweeting out tonight that that's what he wants. But Kate, yeah, like you said, two additional senators pulled out, which means that this then became like a 48-52 vote. And it can't pass with that. But what it looks like, Kate, is that this might be this strange moment of bipartisanship, maybe like forced bipartisanship.
Wow.
With McConnell also saying that it might be time to potentially bring together moderates and conservatives. You know, if Republicans can't pass it with only Republicans, then they have to work with Democrats.
Yeah. Well, exactly like you just said.
They might just be forced into it.
Yeah, but if they can't beat him, you got to join him. How are you going to figure this out? I say this all the time. It's just the craziest thing, but it's kind of like, you know what? It's like a deja vu deal here. It's very strange. So that basically means it's kind of punting is what's happening with the Republicans. That's what they're doing to try to figure it out.
Yeah. It seems like there's a punt. And, you know, the thing about this also is the response, right, so these two additional senators pulled out. This is Senator Mike Lee and Jerry Moran from Utah and Kansas, respectively. And so what happens, though, after this is, you know, like all these lawmakers are responding on Twitter and emailed statements and such. Some might even be on cable, though I'm not sure about that. It's kind of late. And everybody's saying, right, they're responding to it as they will, and some Republicans are saying, okay, this is obvious proof that, you know, this needs to cross party lines. It needs to work with, we need to work with the Democrats also. But then there's other Republicans who are saying, like, the only possibility that I'm going for is to replace the Affordable Care Act. You know, they're taking an even more hardline approach than I guess we would have expected since this fell through. It looks like the only path forward might be bipartisanship.
Wow. And then in the middle of that, so this whole idea of the repeal bill, wherever that goes, you have Trump saying he wants a new NAFTA deal to cut the trade deficit with Mexico. Mexico can't be too happy about that, are they?
Well, so Mexico hasn't been happy with a lot of things that Trump said. we know that, right?
Yeah.
But Mexico has also said in the past or indicated that it would be willing to renegotiate NAFTA. So, you know, when those negotiations actually get to that point, Mexico might not be so excited about these comments. Trump has said that he wants to potentially tilt the playing field in favor of U.S. companies, right? No other foreign nation is going to be happy about that. That means it's tilted away from them. But the negotiations, right, are still to come. Nothing has changed yet.
Yeah. All right. So there's that with NAFTA, and I'm going to just throw a couple of other things out to you. Homeland Security, I read a story today. They're going to allow 15,000 more visas for seasonal workers. So that kind of goes against what Trump was saying before.
It does. It does. So what happened there is that they said that these were employees that these companies needed in order to actually get the work done. And so, yeah, they allowed 1,500 more seasonal non-agricultural workers.
Wow. Interesting times, that's for sure. Okay, most important thing, House of Cards or Veep? Which one do you think is better?
Oh, my gosh. Veep by a long shot.
I love her.
Fields. Oh, I love her, too. I watched House of Cards when it first came out. Like, I've maybe watched a few episodes, but it got, I think, a little too dramatic for me really fast. And Veep is just so darn funny.
Yeah, I agree. Do people in Washington talk about both shows? They do, don't they?
You know, I think that when House of Cards first came out, people talked about it more because it was a show that really showed the sights in Washington. And it did have, like, the gritty feeling of Washington. Maybe there hadn't been a popular TV show about Washington in a little while either. I'm not really sure. But it seems like the craze over it has definitely faded. You still have tourists in town, though, who get excited about it. But I can't say that same excitement about Washington extends to Veep. People more joke that Veep is, like, really how Washington is, but they don't, like, get excited about the sightseeing in Veep, I think, probably because Veep, a lot of it is taped on a set.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. And, of course, Justin Duckham, you know, had, like, a little cameo in House of Cards. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny? So, I'm not sure if he's told you this story before, but he shows up to the taping, and I don't know who they are on set, but somebody is telling, you know, the extras, oh, like, put this on, take this off, oh, change your hair this way, to make them look like reporters in this scene that Justin is, because he's an extra in the White House briefing scene. And they're like, oh, no, you look great. Just stay how you are.
I love it. You're great.
You just have the look.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, good stuff. Lori Lewis, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, good stuff. I didn't even ask her about this, but I am a GOT fan, a devotee, and even if I'm exhausted, I'm going to watch this show. I wasn't alone. It's Game of Thrones, of course. 16.1 million viewers tuned in for Sunday's season premiere. Is that incredible? I think the Dragon Lady planted something in my water. But anyway, what a popular way to begin this thing with 16.1 million, including 10.1 million TV viewers who watched on Sunday night. The rest, by the way, this is how they figured it out, watched the two replays of the premiere at 10 o'clock and at midnight, so you combine those who streamed the show, blah, 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 and that 16.1 million number was up, excuse me, from 50% from last year's April premiere. Unbelievable, right? This is it, you know. People know this is the end of GOT, so if you're a watcher, you're going to watch it, pardon the pun, and you're no matter what, because you know that tick, 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 time is of the essence. This thing is going away, and it's pretty interesting, this show. I got hooked into it because I had a couple of guy friends that had read the books, and they kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it till I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to see this. I mean, I'm beyond curious. They keep talking about these different characters, and I'm interested to see it. And at first I wasn't, you know, I wasn't crazy about it, but the more I watched, the more I got on board and really, really enjoy this show, and I'm sad to see it go, but I also like the idea that we're going to have some kind of an ending here, somehow things are going to be tied up, however it ends up, we're going to have an end. Who's going to win the war? What's going to happen? Is it the North? I don't know. My crystal ball is broken when it comes to trying to figure out the end of television series. Stay with us. Coming up next, we dive into a little mini version of the mailbag, because we got another one coming up next hour. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Up in our next hour, we have a full-on mailbag, but I felt compelled because, it was seriously overwhelming amount of email. If you want to jam on the digits, you can always do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. But in the meantime, what's interesting is I dumped what I call the other into this little tiny mail segment. So it's not going to be all about mail, but I'm going to throw a few of them out there. Including this. I got this one from Lori who says, Kate, this is an oddball thing. I happen to be watching CNN. Did you hear about the story about the family of the woman who was shot to death by the police in Minneapolis and that the family is just so distraught? Apparently, this woman called 911 on Saturday night to report a possible assault in an alley near her home. And that's what her fiancé said in a news conference. Two cops responded. One of them killed her. She died of a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Wow. I didn't know about the story till I got the email and looked it up. And, it's shocking, right? So this woman from Australia, originally from Australia, of course her death is making headlines everywhere. She lived in Minneapolis. And it's true. She saw something happening in the alley, jumped on 911. And then ended up being shot. So how does that happen? What was the environment that led to that? I guess they were wearing body cams, the cops, but they weren't turned on during what happened. And they're supposed to be turned on prior to the whole use of force so that they can have it recorded. It just makes you heartsick. I mean, there's just all these questions. Why that this was not the person in the alley? Why was she shot? I mean, why was she shot? It's you know, the poor guy must be, the fiance must just be, I mean, utterly heartbroken. At how could this be? And this was like a woman that was a veterinarian, a yoga instructor, a life coach. She was this sort of spiritual community person. I mean, and it could have happened to anyone, right? But just, it's interesting, her background. And something was wrong. She made the call, and then she ended up being shot. Yeah, just, ooh, depressing. They'll be turning on that body cam stuff, I guarantee, after this. And then I got this one from Joe, who said, Kate, I've heard you on another show on NBC talking sports. I think it's really cool that you do both. And I heard you talk about Kirk Cousins. Do you think he'll agree to a deal with the Redskins? Well, he didn't agree to terms with the Redskins. The franchise tag deadline was Monday. The team prez released a statement saying that the contract, you know, that everything collapsed, kind of blaming Cousins for not accepting a contract, even though they had repeatedly made attempts at a deal. So, you know, there's like this whole long diatribe of what they were trying to do with him, even going back to May, saying that they made him an offer with a full guaranteed amount of money, signing for a quarterback, you know, one of the highest for $53 million, and a guarantee of $72 million for injury. And they say it would have made him at least the second highest paid player by average per year in NFL history. But they didn't get it done. So whatever high hopes, it exploded. The best, what I understand is the best offer for Cousins was a five-year extension worth less than $110 million, $24 million in 17. If it's 6 years, $133 million, you know, whatever. So not quite what it sounded like they were offering. Let's put it that way. All right, there's your couple of sidebar emails, full-on segment coming up at the tail end of our next hour of ATN. I just wanted to throw a few more in because it was crazy how many I had gotten. And let me talk about this for a second. You know, I've talked about the fact that I had like laser vision, right? And then you hit 40 and the laser vision foggy. So because my vision still wasn't that bad, was a great candidate for wearing these soft contact lenses, and I got them, but it was so hard for me to put anything in my eye to learn how to do it because it just wasn't comfortable to me to do it. But, and I, even at one point, however long it was ago, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or something, thought I had a contact in my eye, and I had some weird allergy thing, so I was trying to get it out. And lo and behold, I gave myself an infection because I kept trying to get a contact that wasn't there. So I read this story about the 67-year-old woman who, I mean, this is just the craziest thing. A 67-year-old woman who was going to get routine cataract surgery in November thought it was just dry eye and kind of old age that was causing her discomfort. But what the doctors told her in the UK, they found to be the real cause was crazy. She had 27 contact lenses stuck in her right eye, like just this in a blue mass. And I mean, just so weird. They put what they call a speculum in the eye to hold the eye open, and he put the anesthesia in. He noticed this blue mass under the top eyelid, and what the mass was a clump of 17 lenses. The other 10 were discovered in another examination, and they say they were all shocked by it. Reading this, I thought, how scary is that? You don't know the lenses are there and they're all piling up. She'd been wearing monthly disposable contact lenses for 35 years. I mean, how long were they gathering in her eye? She said she would try to remove a contact from the eye. She couldn't find it. Yeah, it was stuck up her lid. 27. I just have to say that again. 27 in her right eye. The left eye was fine. The right eye had the poorer vision, which maybe, I don't know, explains something. I'm not sure what. I don't know that. I don't know what happened after this. I'm going to get the surgery, the cataract surgery. Who cares? Because she cannot have contacts if she can't. If you're talking about that many that are being pumped into the eye, wow. I mean, they had to be saying to themselves, this is crazy, that something's not right here. And then they see the clump, and then they realize what happened, and then they find more on top of it. Oh man, it makes me feel better. It does, because I think, you know, I just thought I had one in my eye, and I couldn't find it, and I gave myself an infection, but I didn't have them stored up underneath my eyelid. And of course, I found out, you just go, and they'll take it out for you. Go to any optometrist, and they'll just pop that lens out if you have some kind of problem. So trust me, I will never, ever be doing that again if I have no idea what's in my eye. The last thing I'm going to do is poke around at it anymore. Duh. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Sounds like a segment for this show. Right? Yes. We did it. We did dumb things for a long time. There's another one. Crazy. Speaking of crazy, these photos, quickly I'll tell you this. The Navy released some new photos of the USS Fitzgerald and shows the collision and the damage, right? It collided with a cargo ship June 17th, and sadly, seven sailors died. This is a huge boat. Huge. Five of the seven sailors who died may have, they say, almost instantly been incapacitated and died quickly. I mean, in one way, that's a gift. But these two ships collided on the starboard side directly next to the berthing area where the sailors sleep. So it ripped the boat open and caused the water to pour in. And the USS Fitzgerald is a 10,000-ton boat and a 29,000-ton container ship flagged in the Philippines. That was the one that collided with the U.S. boat and caused those sailors to die. And, of course, the Navy is still figuring out, how did this happen? How do these two boats not know that they were in the same waters, practically right on top of each other? Coming up on the flip side, the evening/morning headers next on ATN.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To O.J. Simpson and his parole thing, which will happen in a couple of days on Thursday. Will he be paroled or not? Massive media on hand to find out the news. I would think he gets paroled. I can't imagine that he doesn't. What would they come up with? You know, he's been an exemplary prisoner, so it wouldn't make any sense. So the former football star, Nevada prison inmate 1027820, probably has a lot going for him after serving more than 8 years for his ridiculous, ill-fated bid to retrieve sports memorabilia. Excuse me. Now 70, he's served the minimum sentence. I can't imagine with his age, all that other stuff, the amount of prisoners, inmates they have in Nevada, they're gonna release him. And it's gonna be a huge story. And that's why so many people are all over this thing. So many people. All right, headers. So if I were to go to New York and pick up the New York Times, it would pretty much be all about the health bill And you would read, Trump calls on Congress to pass repeal only, because then they could say they repealed it, and they got to wait to see what happens. And then the GOP relearns lessons, benefits are hard to take back because millions have become insured under the Affordable Care Act. So the gist of the article says the health care program has become more popular, even with Republican governors. And then we go from there to an article about why repeal and delay is a risky health care strategy, which is part of the upshot. And public opinion talks about you can't repeal and replace it all at once. What about repealing it first? And then that was the preferred strategies, but now with the balking, it's bad all the way around. The theory is the repeal bill would come with a 1 or 2 year fuse, and that the explosion would compel lawmakers to compromise and pass something else in a hurry. The partial repeal would cause 18 million people to lose insurance coverage in the first year, 32 fewer Americans would be covered. They would have health insurance in a decade. So anyway, the idea is if you're not careful, too many get dumped off the rolls, and then it becomes a nightmare in a re-election scenario. Let's put it that way. And if you were to look further in the New York Times, what you would see is what I think is fascinating is a lighter story where they talk about another New York diner turns off the grill, and they say it's the rising rents that the Cup and Saucer, I know I've eaten there, is closing after more than 70 years. It's in Lower Manhattan, and it's saying that, you know, it's just kind of the latest sign that those kind of classic city diners could be numbered their days, because how can they afford these high rents? And that's too bad, because I love the whole diner thing. And living in a place where there really aren't diners, I miss diners. Where you go in and the menu is ridiculous. It's like this loaded menu with everything you could possibly imagine, whether it's, I don't know, whether it's good or not. But you just could have anything. And that's what the whole diner experience is. You can go in 3 in the morning, you go in for dinner, go in for breakfast, and it's kind of anything is anything. You know, it's just a catch of any possible kind of food you could want. And it's just the whole idea of the diner experience, and I think that's disappearing, just like drive-in movies, where there's some drive-in movies still in the country, but they're far and few between, baby. Big time. Big time. All right, if we went to Washington, D.C., one of the papers of record, the Washington Post, the headers there would also, of course, talk about health care. Opposition from a couple of Republican senators, so two more, and that says pretty much the health care overhaul. There's no way you can go all the way full bore because Mike Lee, Jerry Moran are not on board. They're joining Rand Paul and Susan Collins. And then the sad Minneapolis story I talked about is also pretty close to the front page for the Washington Post, talking about the woman reporting what she thought was a sexual assault near her house. The cops come to investigate. She ends up dead. Accidentally shot somehow, whatever. Craziness. And then I think one of the interesting stories that I found in the Washington Post on the lighter side was this story about a guy who's missed work, strained relationships, they say, drained bank accounts, and witnessed, ready for this, 20 solar eclipses in 52 years. August 21st eclipse, the first in a century to cross the entire continental United States. He says he's been waiting for it his entire life. So where would he go and see it? It comes in Oregon would be the likely place, right? And what the deal is, I guess, is he's going to, like last year, he watched one from an airplane 36,000 feet above the Pacific Ocean, said it was, you know, amazing. The 21st eclipse, he is going, as the moon races in its orbit around the Earth, it'll pass between our planet and the sun, blocking out the sunlight for people standing in the 70-mile-wide shadow. And, of course, the moon's path will follow the continent beginning off the Oregon coast, going to South Carolina. And where is he going to see it? Well, I don't know. Where he's saying where he was a TV news producer, and he's saying that he's probably, it looks like he's going to look at it maybe in Oregon, it sounds like. I think the things that he's done for these eclipses is unreal. And he documented all of them. Persuading college friends to skip school, drive to go watch an eclipse over North Carolina, another eclipse 10 years later over Niagara Falls, a total eclipse in Venezuela in 1999. Wow. I tell you what, you'd have to have your penny saved up for that and have that way in advance. Imagine the pictures and the experience, though, because of everything that people collect or want to see. He's got to be pretty unusual in that regard. Because I've never heard of anybody. I've heard of people, like I said, wanting to see the eclipse. I would be one of those people. But, I don't know, traveling around and doing all of the things that he's done to see those specific eclipses, I would have to say no. Very cool to hear about it. Very unlikely I would end up that same way. Too impossible, too expensive, but pretty darn interesting that he did it. I gotta say, really interesting that he did it. Because it wasn't about the money, it was about getting there no matter what, seeing it, recording it, documenting it, writing down copious notes. It's my $100 word for the night. Copious notes as to what it looked like so that others could see his description. So, I don't know, it sounds good to me. I would have to think, I don't know, maybe I wonder if he's like a coffee addict. All the times you have to wait and wait and wait and wait to make sure something's happening. I'm just thinking, something has to kick in there, right? Something. Because what's keeping him from nodding off, waiting in a car, standing somewhere, trying to get the right photos? I'm thinking he's got to deal with a lot. In foreign countries, because he's been to a bunch of foreign countries dealing with that, going through the whole process of the passport, of getting there, of waiting, of being able to shoot it, figure it out. That's being tenacious about a hobby. And you can see why that has stretched relationships. I want to go chase another eclipse. This time it's in Chile. Is that okay if I go to Chile? And then I've got another one, and it's somewhere else in Europe. Do you care if I go to Europe? I'm using all my vacation time, and so sorry about that, but I've got to catch yet another eclipse. What would be cool, and maybe someone thought of this, is if he did an exhibit at one of the major museums, pulled it all together, all the information he had, and put it out there as part of some kind of cool exhibit so people could see what the eclipse was like. In fact, leading up to this one would be even better. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
We'll be right back. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's up with Lake Wobegon? I think it's a cool name, Lake Wobegon. But this is what's really cool. I happen to see this. Apparently, the kids in this area somehow are killing it in school. They're talking about, you know, grades that fall and grades that rise. And in this national assessment education process,
national assessment education process,
sounds so official, doesn't it? But here's what the deal is: they're saying that the kids in the area are there's more A's on the rise, and recent findings show that there's a proportionate of high school seniors graduate with an A average that includes an A minus or A plus, and that's been bigger in the past generation, even with SAT scores falling. So in 1998, it was 38.9%. By last year, it had grown to 47%. What does it mean? The rise of the A average. They say it's stunning that the average high school graduation rate now tops 83%. That's got to be pretty decent compared to what it has been over the years. And that there just are certain schools where you're seeing the evolution of the grade point average go up. Well, I think this is all positive. If this is what they're coming up with, these standardized tests administered by the federal government, and are they drawing this line between the GPA and the SAT scores? Oof, here's what I know. I know, so at Lake Wobegon, 47% of high school seniors graduate with an A average. I want to say, I bet it was less when I was in school. I graduated with a thousand people. Can you imagine? And the people that sat next to me, the kids that sat next to me, I didn't even know who they were. I met them during rehearsal. So that was, I can't believe that that average had to be way lower than what I just said right there. So something's working. That's what I got to say. 2017, a very stormy start to the year, tying the second most natural disasters on record. Do you believe it? Dozens of savage hailstorms and tornadoes really have ripped up so many homes and whatnot across the U.S. So not funny, so horrible, causing billions of dollars of damage. And, of course, it's led to the second most disaster-laden season on record. 49 separate weather, climate, and flood disasters. We have to go back to 2009, the second highest. And those hailstorms, I know, we had hailstorms that screwed up my neighborhood twice. Cars, everything. Dallas in March, the worst. Costly. Denver, they had it in May. $2.1 billion in damage, hailstorm-wise. They say costliest for Denver on record. It's pretty bad in Dallas, too. It was not good in Dallas. Because, the hail was just had hit so many. The hail had hit so many of us and definitely hit my house. Definitely hit one of our cars and roof and everything else. How about a Syracuse, New York man who got a black eye and a bunch of charges? A road raid incident on Sunday. Was it worth it? Cops say 39-year-old Jason Reed was following behind a 50-year-old man on a highway, and he was becoming irritated that the car was traveling the speed limit in the left lane. He was in a Chrysler Town and Country. His adversary was driving a Dodge Challenger. So this guy that ended up with the black eye, Reed, entered the right lane, began passing the Challenger, then made an abrupt change back into the left lane, striking the front bumper of the car with the left side of the minivan. Was it worth it? So both cars stopped. Reed left his car, confronted the driver of the Challenger. The 50-year-old got out of his car with his cane, began an argument, got physical, and then that was it. The 50-year-old was able to take advantage, a tactical sort of move, over this Reed guy, forced him to the ground before the troopers got there, and all of that happened while his wife and children were in the car and were uninjured. So, I mean, do you do that with kids in the car? Come on. Let me be a baby. And even if the person is driving the way you want. So instead, he gets arraigned and committed to a correctional institute. And then the bond is over $40,000. Was it worth it? I ask you again. People drive like idiots. They can infuriate all of us. Would I do that, drive, entice, end up in that situation? Of course not. It would have to be much more severe than what led up to that road rage, and it's not worth it. I mean, listen, it's not worth it. Give me a break. Hardly. Hardly. I read a story today about an author at a series of books. Bet you didn't read any of them. Jane Austen. 200 years ago, Jane Austen died. She had a mysterious illness. She was 41 years old, so pretty young. 2 centuries after her death, the beloved British novelist who gave us the Elizabeth Bennet and Fitzwilliam Darcy books, the mismatched kind of lovers of Pride and Prejudice, there was something about Jane Austen, the spinster author who really knew how to spin a phrase and talk about society. Sense and Sensibilities to me was unbelievable. Persuasion was good, too. And she's right up there with Shakespeare at the top of the chain. And people are saying the more they reread her, the older they get, the more they understand Jane Austen and how Jane Austen couldn't be more popular. I don't know. How popular is Jane Austen with a 15 or 16-year-old right now? And that's what you have to ask yourself, because it's the new generation that you got to pump up and get them interested in the classics. And of all the classics they could get interested in, I'm just thinking of my own English lit class, Jane Austen would not be, could be on a list of suggested books, but not really emphasized in my era. And I can't imagine that it's being emphasized now. So despite some elegant prose and definitely depth of knowledge, Jane Austen may be a has-been. I fear for the life after death of Jane Austen, because I have to think, and I'd have to look in a bunch of libraries to really kind of flesh that out, but I would have to think would not be popular. Would not be popular. Can't imagine. Unless somebody makes a remake, a different kind of version, some kind of movie that gets people interested. Jane Austen, I gave you your due, sister. I did. 200 plus years later. Thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.